Imagine a future where warfare is no longer just about human strategy, but also about artificial intelligence, where machines can make decisions faster and more accurately than humans. This is the reality we are facing today, and it's changing the face of military competition at a pace that's leaving doctrine and ethics struggling to keep up. But why does this matter, you might ask? It matters because, for India, security is no longer just about acquiring the latest platforms, but also about having the right data, software, semiconductors, cyber resilience, and command architecture in place. The debate on AI warfare is crucial because artificial intelligence is no longer limited to back-office analytics, but is increasingly being used in surveillance, target recognition, decision support, electronic warfare, swarming systems, logistics, and information operations. This changes both the speed and the uncertainty of conflict, making it essential for India to rethink its approach to security. The real challenge is not whether AI will enter warfare, but whether doctrine, ethics, human control, and institutional safeguards can keep pace. So, what does this mean for India's strategic position? It means that India needs to invest in developing its own AI capabilities, while also ensuring that it has the right safeguards in place to prevent the misuse of AI in warfare. Now, let us turn to another critical issue that's affecting India's development, the expansion of renewable energy. India's renewable energy ambitions are substantial, but capacity addition on paper does not automatically translate into usable electricity. What makes this significant is that transmission constraints, evacuation delays, storage gaps, and DISCOM stress create a mismatch between announced clean energy targets and deliverable power. This matters because wind and solar expansion requires not only generation capacity but also the ability to move power across regions, manage intermittency, and stabilize the system. In other words, the energy transition is as much a grid modernization story as a generation story. For UPSC aspirants, this topic is valuable because it moves the answer beyond generic praise for renewables and into the harder issue of infrastructure sequencing. It's not just about adding more solar panels or wind turbines, but about creating a grid that can handle the variable output of these sources. So, what exactly changed? The way we think about renewable energy has changed. It's no longer just about generating clean energy, but about creating a system that can deliver it efficiently. Moving on to what this means for India's economic policy, the debate on Chinese FDI restrictions is really a debate on risk and capital. The discussion over easing or retaining restrictions on Chinese FDI goes back to Press Note 3 of 2020, which required government approval for investments from countries sharing a land border with India. The policy was framed around security concerns and the risk of opportunistic acquisitions. But why does this matter? It matters because India wants capital, technology, and manufacturing depth, but it also wants supply chain security, resilient critical sectors, and protection against strategic dependence. The current debate is more nuanced, and the question is not simply whether to open or close the door, but how to differentiate between sectors, risks, and national priorities. This is a favorite prelims fact. Press Note 3, 2020. Is a critical piece of legislation that has shaped India's approach to Chinese FDI. Note this carefully, the debate on Chinese FDI restrictions is not just about economics, but also about national security and strategic dependence. Now, let us look at one of India's largest rural service delivery projects, the Jal Jeevan Mission. Launched in 2019, the mission's goal is to provide functional household tap connections to rural homes. Its importance lies not only in coverage numbers, but in whether systems remain functional after installation. This is where the harder governance questions begin: source sustainability, local maintenance, water quality, electricity for pumping, village-level institutions, and long-term financing. What does this mean for India's development? It means that India needs to focus not just on creating assets, but also on delivering services that can be sustained over the long term. For exam terms, Jal Jeevan Mission is useful because it shows the difference between asset creation and service delivery. Remember this number, 2019, the year the Jal Jeevan Mission was launched. This is a critical piece of information that can help you answer questions on rural development and service delivery. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. AI warfare uses include surveillance, target recognition, logistics, electronic warfare, and autonomy support. The core concerns are speed of conflict, escalation risk, bias, and human control. Renewable grid bottlenecks are a major issue, and clean energy expansion requires transmission, storage, and balancing capacity. DISCOM finances and evacuation delays affect renewable deployment, and grid reform is essential to energy transition. The current framework for Chinese FDI restrictions is shaped by Press Note 3, 2020, which applies government approval scrutiny to land border country investments. The debate is about balancing security with capital and manufacturing needs. Jal Jeevan Mission was launched in 2019, and its goal is to provide functional household tap connection in rural households. Long-term success depends on water source, maintenance, and quality monitoring. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The topics we've discussed today, AI warfare, renewable energy, Chinese FDI restrictions, and Jal Jeevan Mission are all critical components of the UPSC syllabus. Prelims aspirants should note the key facts and numbers, while mains aspirants should focus on the broader implications of these topics for India's strategic position, economic policy, and development. In conclusion, the topics we've discussed today, AI warfare, renewable energy, Chinese FDI restrictions, and Jal Jeevan Mission are all interconnected and have significant implications for India's development and strategic position. As you prepare for the UPSC exam, remember that it's not just about memorizing facts and figures, but about understanding the broader context and implications of these topics.